The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Women's advocacy groups are condemning the decision to give Harvey Weinstein a retrial. New York's Court of Appeals overturned the Hollywood producer's 2020 sex crime convictions. Cameron McIntosh reports.
We knew that Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial.
Harvey Weinstein's lawyer praising New York's Court of Appeals for ordering a new trial. On grounds the first trial allowed prejudicial testimony about acts Weinstein was not charged with.
So the Court of Appeals deserves a tremendous amount of credit for doing this based on the law, not based on opinion polls.
Weinstein, a powerful figure in Hollywood, was convicted of two sex crimes in that 2020 ruling. It was seen as a watershed moment in the Me Too movement, which advocated for sexual assault survivors. Amanda Chavez-Barnes is with Women's March, a feminist group.
Harvey Weinstein has a lot of power still.
Weinstein is serving a 16-year sentence on another state conviction of rape and sexual assault. He'll stay in prison as he awaits retrial. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
Pour le travail qu'il nous reste à faire, à Haïti.
A toast was raised in Port-au-Prince for the newly sworn-in Transitional Council. Its nine members can now begin their work on selecting a new government for Haiti. The ceremony took place shortly after the resignation of the country's Prime Minister, Ariel Henry. The council will set the agenda for the cabinet and it will appoint an electoral commission in preparation for a new election. A new report from the Insurance Bureau of Canada says there is an urgent need for more truck driver training. Liam McGinty is the Vice President of Strategy. He says the trucking industry is facing a shortage of drivers as the workforce ages and that newer drivers are more likely to be involved in collisions and claims.
A number of Canadian jurisdictions, provinces, have implemented mandatory entry-level training, and that consists of a minimum number of hours behind the wheel. In some jurisdictions, it's as low as 100 hours. Now, those entry-level training programs were never designed to fully prepare drivers for operating heavy trucks in all conditions.
He says that training has to be followed with onboarding and mentorship programs, and funding should be available to make them more accessible. Imagine calling 911 and being put on hold. It's happening on Prince Edward Island, where some people are getting a recorded message telling them to stay on the line. Pat Kelly is the province's emergency management coordinator. He says the province has asked Bell Canada how often it's happening, but the company says it can't track that. Kelly says the message has been used for decades.
It's not a frequent occurrence, but it does happen. We handle approximately over 40,000 calls a year. So there is cases where we get an influx of calls, whether it be from a motor vehicle accident or just multiple people calling in about an incident, where we just may not, there might not be enough operators on duty at that time to be able to answer all the calls.
Kelly said of the 9,000 calls to 911 over the last 3 months, 18 of them took more than a minute to answer. The volume of calls have been rising. They're up 33% over a three-year period since 2019.
And now a 24th Stanley Cup banner will hang from the rafters of the famous Forum in Montreal. The Canadians win the Stanley Cup!
The last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup, Bob Cole made the moment soar, like he did so many times on Saturday nights and countless other nights for millions of Canadians. One of the greatest, most recognizable voices in Canadian broadcasting history is now silent. For more than 50 years, Cole did play-by-play on Hockey Night in Canada, calling games into his 80s. Known for his versatility, he was also the local TV news anchor at CBC St. John's. Cole was also a top-ranked curler, representing Newfoundland and Labrador twice at the Brier. He died Wednesday in his beloved hometown of St. John's, surrounded by family. Bob Cole was 90. And that is your World This Hour for CBC News. I'm Mike Miles.